6.9 FM and 1400 AM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 3.
And we're pleased to have with us on the KVUE Sutherland studio line, Kitty Hamilton, as the RSVP program has got some special doings coming up in mid-January. Kitty, good morning. How are you?
Hi, good morning. Hey, I have Barb Lowry here with me, too.
Outstanding. Barb, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. We're sorry, but yes, she has me here.
Hey, that's all right. The more the merrier here today. Well, Kitty reached out to us middle of the month here to talk a little bit about the MLK Day of Service and really the upcoming project. And Kitty, I'll either let you take this or let you hand it off to Barb. What's going to be taking place here in January?
Okay. Well, you know, it's Martin Luther King's birthday, and it's celebrated this year on January 17th. It's a 20-year anniversary of having an MLK Day. The message that is supposed to go with that day is that it's not supposed to be a holiday. It's a day off. No, it's a day on. In his honor, he would have loved it if everyone would look at it as a day that we could do community service.
So. Well, and what are RSVP volunteers going to be doing on this day of service, Kitty?
Well, we had to pick kind of an easy project, I think, because it comes up so quick after the holidays. So what I come up with is we're going to do peanut butter and jelly. Goes together like wisdom and generosity or experience and generosity, something like that. And that we found out that the local food pantries are, you know, they're always in need of those staples like peanut butter and jelly. And I did find out that they're especially in need of bread right now in Emporia, in Lyon County area.
Well, Barb, let's talk about this. And I guess maybe the need for highlighting service projects like what's going to be coming up here on MLK Day.
Well, Kitty does most of this work. I'm kind of here because I work in the same building with her and kind of know the way you guys work.
You're one of my volunteers.
Oh, that's right. I'm also, excuse me very much,
yes.
I'm also an RSVP volunteer. Yes. How could I forget? So, well, it is very important that we do, as she pointed out to me, which actually wasn't something I even knew before, that Martin Luther King had intended for this to be more of a day of service and giving than just a day, a holiday, and I know for some of us it is a day off, but so I like this idea, and she's going to be putting boxes, which she'll tell you more about. She'll be putting boxes out in the area, and people, like she said, it's simple, and that's good, because I don't know about everybody else, but my brain is somewhere else. Right, it's soon after Christmas, and so they'll just, it's very easy when you're doing your shopping, just pick up some peanut butter, some jelly, possibly some bread. I know they need other things as well as canned fruit, pastas, noodles, spaghetti, rice, and crackers, since it's especially moving into soup season. So, but the focus very much for Martin Luther King Day, as she said, is on peanut butter, jelly, and bread, and then this will all be distributed to the local food pantry.
All right, Kitty, where might these boxes be, and how can people participate and help out?
Well, so far we have Blue Stem and Goods Cash Saver, Country Mart. The North Lyon County Senior Center is going to participate, as well as the Olpe Senior Center, and I'm working with the Hartford Senior Center right now. And those smaller communities will donate those items back into their small food pantries in their own areas. Also, we'll be able to take things here at the Friendship Center. The Emporia Main Street office is going to have a box, Flint Hills Mall, Waters True Value. I think those are the ones. Oh, and Dillon's. If any other business would like to have one, of course, you know, we could easily accommodate that. So, but those are the ones that I have right now that have agreed to put a box up and help us.
And in case people would like to, or businesses, other nonprofits would like to help you out with this particular effort, Kitty, how do they reach out to you, and what type of timetable are you really needing to have this lineup of different partners lined up?
Oh, that's a good point. There's a cell phone that I have that is 620-794-1048, and that gets to me directly. You know, we're putting the boxes out tomorrow afternoon,
okay.
And then we'll continue, you know, Monday and Tuesday with whatever extras, and then I will be picking things up as we go along, and the volunteers will be helping picking up, especially because of bread. There's a need for bread, but we can't let it sit in these boxes. So we'll be going around and checking those and trying to get the bread moved onto the pantries quickly, and then I'll pick them up the end of January.
And she also has a phone number on the boxes that if you're donating bread, she really would prefer that the phone number be called, and she or a volunteer will come pick that bread up from you.
Outstanding.
Good idea.
Well, before we let you go, we'll let you ask if there's anything else that you wanted to have highlighted here with the MLK service project specifically, Kitty. Anything else that you want us to know and relay to the public?
Gosh, I don't think so. You know, the Friendship Center here is 340-8001, and anybody here could help if someone would need more information and couldn't get a hold of me.
Kitty's made a really nice flyer that I might send over in case there's room somewhere on your page or something at some point. And do you have the date on the boxes that they'll be picked up? Or?
No.
Okay.
No.
But you said end of January?
The end of January.
Okay, it goes
past
Martin Luther King.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And really quickly, Barb, what about that need for volunteers? That may be Kitty's question, but what about that need for volunteers through the RSVP program that you have?
Yes, thank you, Chuck. Actually, we'll split that real quickly, into two. RSVP volunteers, definitely. And it says if you are 55 years of age or older, darn it, and you want to stay connected by volunteering, and you can read studies that say, especially retired people who stay active, who stay volunteering, are much healthier both physically and mentally into the older years. So, yes, that same, either one of those same numbers that we gave you, you could call to be a RSVP volunteer, and Kitty is the head of that program. We also still are in need of drivers to help deliver meals, and that number to the Friendship Center, or Kitty, call. We are always in need of drivers, and it got really sparse right before Christmas, not only with people being busy, but with sickness, and our backup list is just about non-existent right now. So even if you're willing to be a fill-in sometimes, please call. Please give an hour or so of the days you can to help deliver meals to the people in this city.
Help them out. It does make a huge difference, that is for sure. Well, we'll be looking forward to seeing the boxes out there, and keep us updated, Kitty.
Okay, I will. Maybe we can talk to you again around the real day of Martin Luther King Day.
You just let us know, and we'll get you on here, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Hey, great idea. Thanks, Kitty. Thanks, Barb.
Happy New Year.
Guys.
Yeah, Barb Lowry. Kitty Hamilton, head of the RSVP program locally. They do great work and a good service project. You'll be seeing those boxes out at a lot of locations here in Emporia for you to donate peanut butter, jelly, bread, all that stuff.
Yeah, great
good
stuff.
Idea, man.
Good idea. And I want to let you know, too, that we'll have another good idea actually coming up for our Newsmaker 2 segment tomorrow around 8:30. Claire Korn will be updating the work of Bloomhouse, and this does include the upcoming ribbon-cutting ceremony here to close out the week. So
New Year's Eve, that's Friday, I think, isn't
Yes, sir. So we'll be getting the update coming up tomorrow here on KVUE in between the first airings of News Year and Sports Year in Review.
Okay, thank you, Chuck. 902, 23 degrees. Good morning.
Chris Gorton and John North Ford Nissan. Like every dealer in the nation, the computer chip shortage has really hindered our new vehicle supply. The good news is, as